many times have you been asked, hey, what's your favorite restaurant? And the passionate response that followed could earn you an Academy Award for the best actor or actress in an advertising role. Or what about when asked your favorite food store or gym or sports bar? Or where do you go to church? Wait, where do you go to church? Now, isn't that getting a little personal? Who would ever think to ask you that question like that? Someone just being nosy? Or maybe, just maybe, it's someone trying to find God. And would our response be as passionately positive as our response to the other questions I mentioned? How do we witness to others about our faith if we do it all? Remember, evangelization, our witnessing to others, is a call to the gospel. We have just emerged from the Christmas season with its great feasts of the Nativity, the Epiphany, and baptism of Jesus. We have seen Jesus revealed to his own people, to Mary, to Joseph, and the shepherds. We have seen Jesus revealed to foreigners, to the Magi, who followed their understanding of the stars to find their way to him. Last Sunday, the baptism of the Lord, we heard how John the Baptist saw the Son of God come down, the Spirit of God come down upon and anoint Jesus for his ministry. Today's gospel furthers that scene as we hear John the Baptist witness, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Like John, we can use today's gospel as a personal call to become witnesses for the Lamb of God. The work of furthering the kingdom of God has been entrusted to the baptized, to you and to me. It is through our baptism that we formally became servants of the Lord. However, servanthood is the birthright of all humanity. But it begins for us even before we are born. The very act of our creation is our act of commissioning. For this, we don't require descending doves or voices from heaven. At every Eucharist, in the dialogue before the breaking of the bread, and again at the elevation of the body and blood of Christ, like John the Baptist, we right here proclaim Jesus as the Lamb of God. It is through our communion, our encounter with the Lamb of God, that we are called to claim our own baptismal consecration. It invites us and it challenges us to be partners and emissaries of his healing words. It empowers us to enrich the world with a living expression of God's justice and peace. Our celebration of word and sacrament calls us to claim our own baptismal grace by responding with an act of faith through Christian witness. As part of the baptismal ritual, a small candle is lit from the Paschal candle. It is handed to the godparents on behalf of the newly baptized with the words, "Receive the light of Christ, a light which is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly." It is through the light of Christ passed on to us at our baptism that we are all called to make a difference in this dark, sinful world of ours, to bring light to places where darkness have settled, to bring love on roads where hatred and prejudice once traveled, and to bring hope to the places where hopelessness once dwelt. We recognize our baptism as the beginning of a lifelong process of conversion of heart. We are challenged every day to be a witness for Christ, vigilantly watching for opportunities to become that light for our world, to be that same light to the nations, thus revealing the Christ in us to all we meet. To be that light means that our lives should illuminate, and clarify, as John the Baptist did, who Jesus, the Lamb of God, really is today. Today we hear the missionary call of the prophet Isaiah. He reminds us of God's call to each one of us from the womb of our mothers to be his servants and to be the light to nations, so that God's salvation might extend to the ends of the earth. We must be committed to the work of Christ Jesus with all our heart, with our whole being, not mediocre, not piecemeal, not half-hearted. That, my brothers and sisters, is what the Holy Spirit is calling forth from all the faithful. From John the Baptist, we learn the value of true discipleship. From Jesus, the Lamb of God, we learn the depth of God's love for us. Please, please be that light and share the message.